Ambassador College presents Garner Ted Armstrong, bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern. Today, Garner Ted Armstrong discusses the enigma of Jesus Christ and the cultural phenomenon of the Jesus movement. He also offers you a free booklet which everyone should read. It's called The Real Jesus.
Hi, this is Garner Ted Armstrong. In taking a good look at the latest in theological fads, the Jesus movement, and I don't mean to criticize the fact that it is a passing fad to so many, but in taking an honest and sincere look at it, what so many young people are involved in these days, you can't help but wonder, what's it all about? They rush hand in hand down to the surf in mass baptisms, hold up one finger and say one way, talk to others on the street, pass out literature. After all, the establishment's churches have been around for years, and all of a sudden, many of them are being filled to the doors with energetic, sincere, outgoing young people who are there to find Jesus. And it kind of gets to the older generation, they can't figure it out. But the kids are looking for the real Jesus. They know it has to be preached somewhere. And so they try to live the way they're convinced that he lived. They read a little bit about him, they read a little bit of the Sermon on the Mount, they try to be unselfish and kind in their dealings with each other. They're genuinely trying to understand life and their part in it. And unlike many of the more dramatic and self-centered young people, they're not putting on an act. They are sincere. They're not sitting around meditating and contemplating. They're trying to do something constructive about life. So far, so good. The sincerity and the courage some of them show in changing their lifestyle because of what they believe in is fine. That's very commendable. This is a force in the life of the Western world that has brought a lot of happiness to a lot of people. And as I've said, it's been the motivating force in bringing many young people off drugs. And that's a great deal more than most people realize, because coming off drugs can be a miserable process. And it requires a determination that few people possess. So let's look into it. What we're trying to do in this booklet called The Real Jesus, which you can send for and have with our compliments, it's free, is not to cast aspersions on this very sincere group of young people, but to get into a down-to-earth discussion of what this real Jesus is all about, historically speaking, for example. We've been led to believe the world he lived in, the Palestine of the first century, was a dusty, downtrodden, sandy land inhabited by shepherds, sheep, and long-robed peasants who gawked at passing kings. An interesting place to visit, horrible place to live. There were fishermen and picturesque wells and pretty girls all done up from head to toe in multiple yards of drapery material and camels and wise men. Maybe you didn't know that that was a glittering culture, and that King Herod made Jerusalem an architectural and cultural center of the world, that the temple he built to replace Solomon's was extravagant, that the king's palace was even more sumptuous, there were bridges and arches and walkways and balustrades and running fountains, that the country was one of the chief examples of Hellenistic civilization, that Jesus himself may have lived in a very large, sprawling, two-store stone home, which had an upper-story room big enough to accommodate more than 120. And that sitting down around tables, that Greek-styled sculptures and structures included gardens, multi-level blocks or flats, private homes, monuments, fountains, bridges, magnificent buildings, temples, you name it. What I'm saying is that the world in which Jesus lived, the Jerusalem in which Jesus walked, the temple that he drove the money changers out of were clean, gorgeous, and architecturally beautiful. Not just dusty streets and shabby shacks. I'll tell you more about this fascinating world of Jesus tomorrow. But in the meantime, write for this free booklet, The Real Jesus. You'll find it absolutely amazing. And you can prove it from your own Bible, too, if you want to check up the references. It's yours, free for the asking, as part of the educational service of Ambassador College. Its title, again, is The Real Jesus.
This broadcast has been presented by Ambassador College as a public service. The free booklet offered, The Real Jesus, is part of the worldwide program by Ambassador College of presenting vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern. Write for your free copy. The address is Ambassador College, Box 345, GPO Sydney, New South Wales. That's Box 345, GPO Sydney, and we'll send you your free copy. Listen again to Garner Ted Armstrong, presented by the Worldwide Services of Ambassador College, Monday to Friday on this station.